Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Alex Jones Show live on this Friday, March 25th, 2011. I'll be your fill-in host for the first half of this show today. My name's Paul Joseph Watson, editor and writer for PrisonPlanet.com. And in the second half of the show, your host will be none other than the Health Ranger, Mike Adams. So be sure not to miss that. Of course, we're streaming live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be taking your calls at the bottom of the hour. And in the next hour, I'll be talking to Dr. Christopher Busby, who is a preeminent nuclear and radiation expert, about the deepening crisis in Fukushima. And that's where we'll start our news coverage today. Because for the past week, the mass media has been obsessing about the death of Elizabeth Taylor and a myriad of other distractions. Of course, the attack on Libya has taken center stage. We'll discuss that later. But there's been a kind of stupefied mass apathy cultivated by the establishment media as part of this bizarre campaign to convince the global population that the Fukushima crisis is all but over, when in fact it's deepening day by day. Now, according to the New Scientist and the Austrian Central Institute for Meteorology and Geodynamics in Vienna, radiation levels being spewed by Fukushima now rival those emitted by the Chernobyl disaster. And of course, the catastrophe shows no sign of coming to an end. It rumbles on day after day. And of course, the news today, reactor core may be breached at damaged Fukushima plant. Bloomberg News, Japan's nuclear regulator said one reactor core at the quake-damaged Fukushima power plant may be cracked and leaking radiation. Quote, it's very possible that there has been some kind of leak at the number three reactor, Hidehiko Nishima, a spokesman at the Japan Nuclear Industrial Safety Agency, said in Tokyo today. While radioactive water at the unit most likely escaped from the reactor core, it also could have originated from spent fuel pools stored atop the reactor, he said. And so what the mainstream media is reticent to report is the fact that reactor number three, which is the one that was hit, you'll remember, by that massive fireball explosion we saw on March 14th, is the reactor that contains the deadly MOX plutonium-uranium mix that is in none of the other reactors there at the site. And so your Geiger counters and your EPA radiation detectors are just not going to pick up this mix of plutonium and uranium. And this is what we'll be talking to Chris Busby about later in the show. It's the most deadly form of radiation, and it's also invisible to all these detectors that they're using to tell us that everything's going to be okay. Now, I wrote an article about this yesterday, which you can read. Plutonium is the most deadly radioactive isotope known to man. And indeed, MOX is 2 million times more deadly than normal enriched uranium. The half-life of plutonium-239 is 24,000 years. And just a few milligrams of P239 escaping in a smoke plume can contaminate soil for tens of thousands of years. Now, this stuff, you know, if this stuff leaks out in significant dosages, you can forget about your potassium iodide. It's a different monster altogether. But I'm sure, again, that the EPA and the CDC will continue to tell Americans that everything's fine and that there's nothing to worry about, just as the children who splashed about in the yellow rain puddles in the days after Chernobyl were told the same thing in Ukraine, Belarus and surrounding countries. We'll be back to cover the deepening Fukushima crisis on the Alex Jones Show after the break. Stay tuned.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Paul Joseph Watson filling in for Alex Jones today on this Friday, March 25th edition. Apple rejects iPhone 4 radiation metering app. Citing a lack of interest, Apple has rejected an app that allows users to see a meter showing how much radiation is being given off by their iPhone in real time. The app, previously praised by Apple for its clever engineering and creative design, is reported to have been rejected by Steve Jobs himself. Israeli developer Torcon admitted the app, submitted the app on multiple occasions to the App Store, only to have repeated denials. An email from Steve Jobs gave a short two-word explanation as to why the app wouldn't see approval. Quote, no interest. Oh, okay, so potassium iodide completely sold out, exhausted, you can't buy it anywhere. Geiger counters, can't buy them anywhere, they're sold out. But now Steve Jobs is telling us that there's, quote, no interest in an iPhone app that purports to measure radiation. So again, the message is clear. Everything is under control. And now U.S. health authorities are actually encouraging people not to take potassium iodide, even in weaker doses. And even as the Fukushima radiation continues to be spewed out of the plant. So 25 years after they told us Chernobyl was harmless, remember, the Russians didn't even admit to it until 2 days later when engineers in Sweden measured the radiation. and we've been told that, you know, it's of no concern. Don't take your potassium iodide. Don't get your Geiger counters. And yet, in Europe, since Chernobyl 25 years ago, we've had nearly a million cancer deaths in Europe attributed to the disaster, according to the latest studies. And in fact, there's a new study that's just been put out by the U.S. National Institutes of Health, the NIH, which states, quote, nearly 25 years after the accident at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in Ukraine, exposure to radioactive iodine 131 from fallout may be responsible for the thyroid cancers that are still occurring amongst people who lived in the Chernobyl area and were children or adolescents at the time of the accident. And so, just like the kids in Belarus who were told that splashing about in yellow radioactive puddles was perfectly safe because it was, quote, pollen, now we have Tokyo being bathed in this same yellow rain. And just like the victims of Chernobyl, they're being told the same thing, that it's pollen. Well, for their sake, I hope it is, but everything about this disaster, from the cover-ups about the safety of the plant before the disaster, to the ongoing deception about the radiation levels in surrounding areas, remember, in the two prefectures surrounding Fukushima, they won't even divulge what the radiation levels are. It clearly indicates that they're not to be trusted, which is why people in Tokyo have emptied the shelves of bottled water even after the authorities said it was now safe to drink again. And again, the whole lack of trust only creates a vacuum that is then filled with alarm and panic, which is why we've been trying to get accurate information so people can make the right decisions. It's why we've been talking to people like Busby and Bowman on the Alex Jones Show over the past 2 weeks. But what really galls me is not just the likes of Ann Coulter claiming that, you know, radiation is nutritious. And again, the offer is still on the table, an all expenses paid trip to Fukushima for Ann Coulter if she still thinks that, you know, radioactive iodine, cesium and plutonium are healthy and nutritious. The offer's on the table, not being accepted yet. But what gets me is the self-proclaimed environmentalists, the people who, you know, scream bloody murder all day long about man-made climate change devastating the planet. But then when a real environmental catastrophe occurs, like plutonium releases that can make soil infertile for 24,000 years, something to be worried about, you'd think, you know, it's all fine and dandy. And it proves that they don't really give a damn about the environment. They're only interested in the environment when they can use it to demonize the likes of carbon dioxide emissions, because they know it's the lifeblood of a free and prosperous society. And specifically, I'm talking about George Monbiot, who writes for The Guardian. Now, Monbiot is Britain's foremost eco-control freak. He's the environmentalist icon for a whole generation of deluded, ignorant leftists who think they're saving Mother Earth by picking up a copy of The Guardian and reading his article. And what did Monbiot write in The Guardian in response to the Fukushima disaster? He wrote a story entitled, Why Fukushima Made Me Stop Worrying and Love Nuclear Power. And in this article, he says that critics of the nuclear industry have, quote, wildly exaggerated the dangers of radioactive pollution. So this is a self-proclaimed environmentalist saying that radioactive pollution, which makes the soil infertile for 24,000 years, is nothing to worry about. And that quote is going to come back to haunt him in light of the fact that we now have Reactor 3 spewing this mocked uranium-plutonium mix. But here's another quote from the article. As a result of the disaster at Fukushima, I am no longer nuclear neutral. I now support the technology, writes Monbiot. So God forbid should anyone point out the dangers of, you know, catastrophes that can devastate whole regions, make them environmentally inhabitable for decades, radiation that causes nearly a million people to get cancer in the case of Chernobyl, and fertility rates in Europe plunging through the floor as a result of the fallout. No, according to Monbiot, the real threat is those smokestacks emitting the harmless life-giving gas CO2. So I ask Monbiot, how many people have coal plants killed? How many rivers and fields of coal plants turned into radioactive swamps as the regions around Chernobyl were in 1986? And yet here's Monbiot, you know, lauding the virtues of nutritious plutonium like Ann Coulter and saying that we need more of it, if only to stop the construction of those dastardly clean-burning coal plants that, God forbid, should allow the scum human population to keep their evil automobiles fueled without going bankrupt, with the gas prices going through the roof because of oil going up day by day, with the Obama administration's publicly admitted war on the coal plant industry, and of course the blackouts in recent months attributed to that in no small part. So George Monbiot has basically confirmed his position as the ultimate eco-hypocrite and proved once again that these people don't give a damn about real environmental catastrophes if they can't exploit them for their own control freak ends. And, you know, Monbiot is the same moron who claims that islands like Tuvalu are completely inhabited due to man-made climate change when, you know, their real population, in the case of Tuvalu, has doubled over the past three decades, and yet you've got Monbiot and the likes of the UNIPCC claiming that they're completely deserted because the sea levels have overrun them. Again, a total pack of lies. When these people want to exploit something for their own agenda, it's a real environmental catastrophe, even if it's completely made up. But when there actually is a real environmental catastrophe, like Fukushima, they're not interested. And in fact, Monbiot is applauding it. He's saying we need more Fukushima plants. We need more nutritious plutonium in the atmosphere. But we're going to get into that more in the next hour with Chris Busby, and I'm going to try and get him to address Monbiot's article in The Guardian, because I think Busby was in fact on the Green Party in Britain, so he probably knows quite a bit about Monbiot, so I'm going to try and get his reaction to that. But we need to move on now. We'll get back into Fukushima and talk about the attack on Libya and the ongoing globalist agenda to hijack revolutions so they can re-engineer the entire Middle East. And I want to take your calls on this also after the bottom of the hour, which we'll get to. Because now, of course, they've managed to con the world into accepting the lie that they're attacking Libya to protect, quote, protesters. Remember, right at the start of this, the media called them protesters, which is funny because I can't really remember seeing too many protesters that drive tanks and fly fighter jets. I don't know about you. Not something I've seen quite often when there's a protest occurring. And naturally, of course, it has nothing whatsoever to do with the claims of protecting the people from the Gaddafi reign of terror. It's about supporting one side in a civil war. And it's got nothing to do with a humanitarian intervention. These are the same people that told us Kuwaiti babies were being tossed out of incubators by Iraqi soldiers. These are the same people that told us Bosnians were being incarcerated in Serbian Nazi-style concentration camps, as we've proven, completely fraudulent, completely contrived, completely made up. But they always need an emotional trigger, a selling point, on which to base the foundation of any, quote, humanitarian war. But what's it really all about? It's about keeping the taps open for this wave of hijacked revolutions in the Middle East to continue to flood the region. And now we're seeing open calls for an attack on Syria. And we'll get into that after the break on The Alex Jones Show, live at prisonplanet.tv. Stay tuned.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show, Friday, March 25th, 2011. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, filling in for Alex today. And in the second half of the broadcast, you'll be able to see Mike Adams, the editor of naturalnews.com, in studio, going through the latest health news and, of course, taking your calls. We'll also be taking your calls after the bottom of the hour at 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And, of course, At the top of the hour, I'll be joined by Dr. Chris Busby, nuclear radiation expert, to talk about the deepening crisis in Fukushima. So, if the globalists can't get this domino to drop in Libya, it's going to be a lot harder for them to overthrow the next Middle Eastern country. And now we know, of course, who the next target of this regime change will be. And it's Syria. U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who, remember, days before the bombardment of Libya, was caught joking about the plan to attack the country on camera, has now made it clear that Assad is the next target for the U.S. military-industrial complex. And, of course, as we know, Syria has been one of the primary targets for regime change on behalf of the PNAC neocons for over a decade. And now they're getting ready to exploit this wave of hijacked revolutions as their prime opportunity. Financial Times reports today, Gates calls for Syrian forces to move aside. Syria should follow Egypt's lead, and the Syrian army should, quote, empower a revolution, Robert Gates, U.S. Secretary of Defense, argued, as thousands marched in a southern city. Mr. Gates made his comments, some of the toughest remarks to date by a U.S. official, about the rule of Bashar al-Assad, Syria's president, on a day of further upheaval in the Middle East and beyond. So now we've got the U.S. defense, that's defense secretary, calling for a revolution in a Middle Eastern country. Now, if you care to scratch one inch under the surface, just as happened with Egypt, the kind of people behind this latest faux revolution are the very same characters we saw getting rid of Mubarak there in Egypt. And we've got an article posted on prisonplanet.com today by Tony Cartolucci, which goes through this in detail, and he writes, a prominent Syrian opposition figure says the country is, quote, a bomb ready to explode as protesters demand freedom and an end to President Bashar al-Assad's cancerous regime, reports Australia's ABC News. This prominent Syrian opposition figure is, quote, human rights activist Haitham Maleh of the Human Rights Association of Syria, recently released from a Syrian prison. Haitham Maleh and Mohammed al-Hassani, another activist whose plight is being used to stir up unrest, both received pro bono legal services from the CFR-stacked Freedom Now organization. Freedom Now receives funding from the Moriah Fund, the Lantos Foundation, which includes Israeli President Shimon Peres, as an advisor, Real Networks Foundation, which also funds Democracy Now!, and the Charles Bronfman Prize, which proclaims on its website, quote, Jewish values, global impact. Freedom Now! Also receives pro bono legal support from the Pillsbury Law Firm, a CFR corporate member. So once again, just as with Egypt, we see these Soros and Brzezinski and CFR-linked globalist foundations behind the so-called revolutionaries. As Cartolucci writes, once again we see an entire movement fermented and propelled by Western-backed opposition in tandem with a corporate-owned media. This is all part of the now irrefutable larger plot consuming the Middle East and Northern Africa. And speaking of Northern Africa, take Egypt, for example. I mean, to suggest that there's been a revolution in Egypt is beyond comprehension. There's been no revolution whatsoever. You've got two presidential candidates waiting to take over, one of which is this Arab League yes man, and the other of which is the ultimate globalist stooge linked with Brzezinski and Soros, El Baradei. Meanwhile, the same army that backed Mubarak is still exercising ruthless control over the population with an iron fist. Where's the revolution? The post-revolution administration in Egypt, you know, the globalists and the mass media are so enamored with, and they're upholding it as this glorious example for democracy in the rest of the Middle East, have just passed a law that makes protest illegal. And now they're beating and raping women protesters Abu Ghraib style. And the globalists and the mass media love it because that's how they roll. We'll be back after the break to talk more about it on The Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show with me, Paul Joseph Watson. So, the wonderful post-revolutionary administration in Egypt has just passed a law banning protest. The army in Egypt, who are now in control, were just caught raping and torturing female Egyptians who were involved in the protest to oust Mubarak. And we're talking about stuff worse than Abu Ghraib. You know, beatings, torture, rape of the very activists who were at the forefront of the protest to oust Mubarak over his so-called brutality. Now they're getting a taste of something a lot worse. So it's perfectly understandable why the US military industrial complex and the media industrial complex is completely in love with this post-Egypt revolutionary government. I mean, protest is illegal. Anyone that protests is tortured and raped. And, you know, it's very democratic, and it's surely a great example for the rest of the Middle East to follow. And so then we turn to Libya. And contrary to the propaganda that, you know, people everywhere are rejoicing and welcoming the airstrikes with glee, we've got Muslims in Sri Lanka today rioting and stamping on effigies of Obama to protest against this attack, which of course was sold on the foundation of three massive lies. A, the no-fly zone. I mean, if you've ever heard a more Orwellian term, then
be sure to tell me about it, because, you know, Orwell's literally rolling in his grave as we speak. No fly zone. It means you can't fly over the country unless you're in a French, British or American fighter jet dropping bombs on the country. So, you know, just a no fly zone. And of course, all the liberals applauded it with glee. No fly zone. You know, very democratic, very humanitarian. Of course, nothing more than a euphemism for an aggressive bombing campaign that's now into its sixth, seventh day. The second lie, the great lie on which this war was sold, that there would be no boots on the ground. That's what the UN resolution said, no invasion force. When it's documented that SAS and US Special Forces were in the country weeks before the resolution. And look at this headline from today's Daily Mail. 350 British Special Forces already deep inside Libya, and more are ready to be deployed. Squadron of SAS and SBS troops have been in the country for a month. Oh, have they now? That'll be before the actual resolution for a no-fly zone with no boots on the ground was passed. Hundreds of British troops have been deployed inside Libya, targeting Colonel Gaddafi's forces. Oh, really? I thought it was to protect the protesters. And more are on standby. While Chancellor George Osborne repeated that UK ground troops would not be involved, the Daily Mail can reveal there are an estimated 350 already mounting covert operations. So, no boots on the ground turns out to be another pack of lies. Could you have anticipated it? You know, but I'm sure those SAS boys who were there a month ago are just there to protect the protesters in their tanks and fighter jets. And the third massive lie on which this, quote, humanitarian war was based is that the claim that it was a humanitarian mission. That's why they sent hundreds of troops in a month ago whose training solely revolves around killing people and training others to kill people. But I forgot, again, they're just protesters. Right, just got to get that into my head. And so if it's just a humanitarian mission, why were 350 SAS troops on the ground a month ago? And now we have this headline out of Sky News. US may supply Gaddafi rebels with weapons. Western diplomatic sources have confirmed to Sky News that the US is considering the legality of arming the Libyan rebels. Now, of course, again, around a month ago, at the same time as those SAS troops were going in Bloomberg News, Hillary Clinton basically admitted that they were already arming the Libyan rebels, not protesters. We featured an article earlier this week from Tony Cartolucci about how they were already arming the rebels through Egypt. So again, everything that they prepare the public to accept, they're already doing it. SAS troops have already been there for a month. They've already been arming the rebels. Why do you think they've got, you know, car boots full of rocket-propelled grenade launchers? They're already being armed. But again, they're just protesters, just protecting the people. Now, of course, we have the same groups in Libya at the moment working against Gaddafi. And again, Gaddafi's a monster, but compared to what these people are going to get, you ain't seen nothing yet. And of course, they're the same people who worked with Osama bin Laden to try and assassinate Gaddafi in 1996. Paid for, of course, by the CIA and MI6, $100,000 wire to bin Laden and Al-Qaeda to help them get rid of Gaddafi 15 years ago. And now these groups that helped them do that are the same forces who want to impose draconian Sharia law in Libya. So we have the rampant hypocrisy of both the left and the right amongst those who support this war. On the right, you have people supporting the airstrikes who just a few months ago were screaming bloody murder at Muslims trying to build a mosque in Ground Zero in New York, when the people that they now support through their support of these airstrikes are the very people who want to impose a draconian extremist Muslim dictatorship in Libya. So all those so-called conservative right-wingers who love this war, they're actually supporting the radical Al-Qaeda Muslims, which is why the Libyan Al-Qaeda leader has come out over a week ago and gave his complete approval for the airstrikes, said he wants to get rid of Gaddafi, which is why you had the London Telegraph article headlined, "The West and Al-Qaeda on the same side," just as they were on the same side with Bill Clinton in Serbia, and just as they were on the same side when MI6 and CIA paid bin Laden and Al-Qaeda $100,000 to assassinate Gaddafi in 1996. Now, they're giving it another go as part of this effort to continue the domination of the Middle East via these regime changes, which are nothing more than aggressive coup d'etats sold as humanitarian lies. And then on the flip side, you've got the left, who are, you know, bought the humanitarian pretext, hook, line and sinker, completely ignorant of the fact that when these rebels do come to power, if they do, they're going to impose a doctrine that will ensure total persecution of women and all minorities in the country. And it's basically going to make Gaddafi look like Nelson Mandela in comparison. And yet all these, you know, liberal humanitarians are graciously applauding it. And again, the globalists will love it because that's how they roll. They like to prop up extremist regimes and install them so they can later have the excuse to overthrow them, just as what we saw in Iran. And again, the likes of the BBC and the mass media will applaud and cheer at the liberation of Libyans while they, like the Egyptians, are now being subjected to, are basically completely enslaved as their country becomes nothing more than an oil fiefdom for the New World Order. And again, Israel this week bombed Gaza, injured dozens and killed children. We don't see any calls for a humanitarian intervention there, do we? The Predator drone strikes that Barack Obama has aggressively increased after he replaced Bush kill 90% innocent people, according to the Brookings Institute, and yet we don't see any humanitarian concern surrounding that situation, do we? So again, complete bluster, complete hypocrisy. Again, another war in the Middle East based on lies. It's about arming and supporting one side in a civil war has absolutely nothing to do with humanitarianism. Going to go to some of your calls now, and the first caller is Mike in New York. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air.
Yes, hello. I'm an Info Warrior, and I'm going to contribute to the Info War right now. Everybody needs to go to republicforTheUnitedStates.org. You're going to see that before the Civil War, you had the South walk out of Congress. When Lincoln came back, he could not get a quorum together, okay? In 1871, the United States Corporation was created. They were given jurisdiction only in Washington, D.C. I want everybody, please, and you, Paul, please, look at this information, comment on it, and maybe write an article on it. It's very important. Oh.
Okay, thanks for the call. Gator in North Carolina, you're on the air, Gator.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, thanks. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just want to call and share with you. I'm a veteran of the U.S. Army and the United States Marine Corps, and I just been speaking a lot with sheriffs in the county surrounding the area. I live here in North Carolina, and I travel a lot. I'm a member of the media, and I travel and fly extensively. And I, when they started the Speedos protest at TSA some months ago, and have yet, thank God, to go through a full body scanner or to receive a pat down. But I'm constantly in talk with military people and law enforcement of all ranks and sizes all over the country as I go about my business. And a couple of things that brought in some good clarification for me I'd like to share with you and everybody else is, you know, there's a lot of people under the illusion that the military and law enforcement, that there's going to be a mass amount of people that will side with freedom and liberty and truth when, you know, push comes to shove. And I just wanted to dispel that illusion. A conversation I had 2 days ago with the second in command at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. I called him in regards to the report of the Marines being sent out to Libya, and I asked him about that, and I asked him from a Universal Code of Military Justice standpoint, which requires Marines to stand down against illegal orders. And I was asking him, how could he, in good conscience, having sworn to defend the Constitution, send troops to Libya, which was obviously an illegal order, being that, you know, Obama, of course, bypassed Congress and went and had a unilateral attack on Libya under the auspices of the United Nations. And Sergeant Major refused at all to even mention the word U.S. Constitution. He refused to engage me in any kind of intelligent conversation. And he just said that, look, I've got a commander-in-chief. I do whatever the commander-in-chief says. I told him he was a traitor and a coward, and he was a domestic enemy of the Constitution by failing to uphold his duties as a Marine and resist the illegal orders. And I just wanted to leave you with that. And I spoke to another recruit just out of basic, and I handed him a copy of the Constitution and Bill of Rights, and he said he's never read it in his life, and that, of course, they no longer teach the Constitution in any shape, form, or fashion in the military. But I appreciate you giving me time.
Okay, thanks for the call. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, that's precisely what leads to the disturbing and grisly photos that came out this week of these US kill teams in Afghanistan that just go out and murder kids and then pose with them as trophies. I mean, what kind of training are they being given that leads to that kind of behaviour? And as he said, now we've got to talk of Marines out of Camp Lejeune going out to Libya to support the rebels in the civil war. Again, no authorization by Congress. Ron Paul's pointed that out. And not only that, it will be a direct violation of their own UN resolution, which said no boots on the ground, you know, no occupying forces, even though, as I just explained, the SAS has been there for a month. And now we have this article out of WCTI, Camp Lejeune Marines to Libya to strike at Gaddafi forces. We've seen Camp Lejeune Marines in Iraq and Afghanistan, and now they are joining the fight against Libya. Okay, I thought it was a no-fly zone. Now it's a fight against Libya. Okay. About 2,200 Marines from the 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit will take part in support operations based aboard USS Kearsarge at sea. Those support operations have thus far included airstrikes and one rescue operation. The overall mission is to help end the violence directed at the Libyan people. Okay, that'll be why when the US fighter jet crash landed in that field, that the first thing that the US chopper did was shoot at six of the civilians who were trying to, you know, help the pilot. So they're really, really interested in stopping the violence against the Libyan people there. Quote, in Libya right now, they're doing exactly what we need them to do. They are doing what they are told. And right now, that's protecting Libyan people against Gaddafi forces. So again, as the caller said, they're just doing what they're told, despite the fact that it is a complete violation of the constitution that they swore an oath on to protect and defend. And it's even a violation of their own stupid, ridiculous, pointless UN resolution. Linda in California, you're on the air. Go ahead, Linda.
The reason they're doing this is the economic crisis they've been telling us about. And so the Constitution does it no good, because an economic crisis is driven by Parkinson's Law, which is to increase jobs. And a Constitution may work when an economy is really doing well and can afford to enforce it once in a while. And even then, it's great.
Okay, you've got a bad line there. We'll have to move on. Horskin in Texas, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. The death industry worldwide is not only is Israel bombing Gaza to kill Palestinian babies, continually ignored by our lockstep media, but right here, well over 50% of all black babies conceived in the United States are murdered in the womb last year, as we all know who listened to Alex Jones. And ageism against the youngest and the oldest among us is the most insipid stench of bigotry in my mind. The unborn are not even recognized for their humanity. They are instead torn to bits, chemically dissolved, or used in some bizarre experiment to supposedly somehow serve the interests of us, the adults. Now, these non-productive consumers, the old and disabled, are nightmarishly discarded like yesterday's newspaper in any and all forms of socialized medicine in the Sotero health scam. And that's right, cost savings from death. It's the common theme throughout the slimy Sotero death scare, spasm, and, you know, Kenyan-born Indonesian subject, illegal alien, thus ineligible, so-called president, so-called Barack Obama, i.e. Barry Sotero, is a stooge. A stooge for the evil banking cartel of killers that greedily rules our world through the so-called Federal Reserve and the IMF, etc. So I'm just urging people to learn more by visiting ronpaul.org or, of course, here at Infowars.com, lewrockwell.com. And so there's lots of sources of really good information out there. And thanks to you, you're always doing a great job. I really appreciate your professionalism and great ideas, sir. And I'm really happy to be able to share some ideas about this death spasm that we're going through here in this country. We're so angry at supposedly the... at Gaddafi or whomever for whatever minimal death that might come from his world, but we have an industry here. We're doing it all day, every day. And in fact, here in Austin, Texas, it's not only the live music capital of the known universe, it's the death capital of Texas. We're the only county, Travis County, is the only county that forces taxpayers to pay for other people to have abortions. The only county in Texas where taxpayer funds are stolen to do this horrible act.
Okay, thanks for the call. I've got to go to the break now. We'll be back with more of your calls. Stay tuned.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
Friday, March 25th, it's the Alex Jones Show Live. I'm filling in for Alex today. Paul Joseph Watson. In the second half of the broadcast, it will be Mike Adams, the editor of naturalnews.com. And any of your calls that I don't get to, Mike will be taking them in the second half of the show, of course, because we've got Dr. Christopher Busby coming up in the next segment to talk about Fukushima. George in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead, George.
going to talk to Busby, or is this going to be passed on? Because he was on another radio station and talked about the possibility that there were upwards to a million deaths from Chernobyl alone over the decades. And I think he had problems with the translation of the Russian material. That's one of the reasons why the numbers are not fully compiled. But also I think this should be also translated into Japanese if there's anybody out there to help out on that too, so that they're aware of what's going on.
Yeah, that's something that I'm going to ask Busby about, because regarding Chernobyl, of course, the UN figures and the World Health Organization figures, actually there was a UN report in 2005 that claimed that there were no birth defects as a result of Chernobyl in the Ukraine, and the UN and WHO figures have routinely underplayed the cancer deaths as a result of Chernobyl. They say that 200,000 were sickened by Chernobyl and that only 9,000 died of cancer. But as you mentioned, the latest research carried out by the Russian Environmental Policy, which was published by the New York Academy of Sciences, has all this evidence which has not been translated into English, and it clearly indicates that there have been almost a million cancer deaths in the past 25 years as a direct result of Chernobyl. And that's something that I'm going to ask Dr. Busby about directly, and get his take on that, because we know that the radiation levels in the surrounding prefectures at Fukushima are basically being covered up by the authorities. Now we've got this leak in reactor 3 with the plutonium MOX uranium mix, and it's the crisis is only getting worse. But the Geiger counters and the radiation detectors being used by the EPA are just not going to pick this stuff up. So that's something that we're going to explore further in the next hour. Mohammed in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey.
Yes, go ahead.
You hear me all right?
Yeah, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I'm calling. I'm just talking about, I was just going back to what you're talking about, Olivia. I think the media has created the paradigm. They created the discussion. I think everybody's eating it up, and I think we need to look beyond. They're playing the same game. We just got to look beyond, like, the language they're using, beyond, like, you know, no flies on all this. We can't just take it for what they're giving it to us. We got to look deeper as citizens into what is really going on, if we actually do care about what's going on in our world today.
Well, exactly. Most people initially bought the lie that it was just a no-fly zone. They soon became acquainted with what it really was, six constant nights of bombardment. But, of course, it's all to protect the protesters that have RPGs, tanks and fighter jets. They're just protecting the people there. Thanks for the call. Patrick in Kansas, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Paul. I'm calling and wanting to know about the big pharma side of the globalists. And I watched this documentary on...
I'll tell you what, you'd be better off talking to Mike Adams, because he is, of course, the health ranger and the expert on all matters big pharma. So I'm sure if you call back in when Mike is on, you'll be able to discuss that with him. But coming up after the break, we've got nuclear and radiation expert Dr. Christopher Busby on the deepening crisis in Fukushima. It's the Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned, don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.